The middle of February is winter here in Washington, D.C. I walked outside this morning and the temperature was below freezing. And I made the mistake of wearing light clothing. So I went back in the house and put on a sweater under my coat. The words under and below are close in meaning. They are also similar to the words beneath and underneath. All of them can act as prepositions or adverbs. I will have more on that shortly. So, if all four words are similar, how do we know which word to use? In our program today, we will answer that. First, I have some good news. The word under is the most widely used of the four words and can often replace the others. If you are ever unsure which one to use, choose under. Now let's begin. The words under, below, beneath, and underneath can all mean in a lower place or position, and sometimes covered by something else. Under is the most used of the three in everyday speech when talking about a lower physical position, like this.
We sat under the stars and listened to the night sounds.
Keeping the boxes under the bed helps to save space.
Beneath differs here only in that it is more formal and less common in spoken English. But you could use it for those two examples. Underneath is often used to say that something is under and covered by something else, so you could use it for the boxes example. You could also use below, but we normally use this word for things of a similar grouping. Listen to the examples.
I hung the new family photo below the old one.
Please carefully read and sign the below document.
In the first example, the photos are on the same wall. In the second, the document is part of an email or group of papers. Three of the words, under, below, and beneath, can also be used when identifying someone of a lower rank or with less power than someone else. Here is an example.
In the U.S. Army, a lieutenant is below a captain.
The words under, beneath, and underneath can also more specifically mean covered or hidden by something. This can refer to something physically covered by another thing, or it can refer to hidden personal qualities. Listen to someone use the first meaning.
I'm wearing a black sweater underneath this coat.
Note that the word underneath is a preposition. It has an indirect object, this coat. And now, the second.
Her personality seems cold, but she's really warm underneath.
Note that the word underneath comes at the end of the sentence, the most common placement when our four words today act as adverbs. Next, below and beneath can refer to people or things that are unworthy in some way or of a lower social ranking. Here's how someone might use the words.
He refuses to take a job that he sees as beneath him.
Some people think she married below her family.
This meaning is negative, however, so exercise care when using it. Another meaning for under and below relates to measurement. It means lower than in age, number, or level. The word under is common in reference to age.
It is unlawful to buy cigarettes if you are under 21 years of age.
In this example, the word under is a preposition. It has an indirect object, 21 years of age. Now here it is again, but but serving as an adverb.
It is unlawful to buy cigarettes if you are 21 years of age or under.
Now, on to measurements. We usually use below when discussing such things as height and temperature. Have a listen.
Temperatures in the Midwest fell below zero last week.
A large part of New Orleans is at or below sea level.
I want to quickly tell you two more meanings of the word under, since it's such a common word with a lot of meanings. It can mean guided by or managed by, as in this.
The restaurant will be under new management starting in March.
It can also mean in a condition or state, as in this.
The shopping center is under construction until next year.
Under can also be used as a prefix, a group of letters added at the beginning of a word to change its meaning. As such, it can mean below or less than an expected or correct amount, and can be an adjective or a verb. Listen to the first sentence, which uses an adjective, and the second, which uses a verb.
I cannot permit you to enter this club. You're underage.
Oh no, they undercooked the chicken. I can't eat it now.
And lastly, under is also used in common English expressions, such as under the weather, under pressure, under the law, under arrest, and under your breath. There are many, and you don't need to memorize them. But keep in mind that expressions often cannot be understood from the meanings of their separate words.